Sportsbet's bet with mates. Start your group, bet together, share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. Yeah, everyone would just like to have a beer with Hemi. Hemi Goodman, welcome to the program.
Geez, I'm getting a bit emotional, Vossi. What an intro. Thank you very much. Very excited. We're out of lockdown this morning in Melbourne. So, yeah, if you want to have a beer with me and you're in Melbourne, by all means, I'd love that. And what
well,
a night
well,
to
well,
do
I'm,
it.
I'm allowed to fly to you, but you're not allowed to fly to us as it stands at the moment. Come you are aware of that. You can't. Not,
come
not
on.
Today you can't. You can't fly up here. No.
Come
but
on
I can
down,
fly to you today.
Well, we've got the Manicato Steak, so there's no better night to pop down this evening. Savatoxel is the favourite here. Although the punters aren't interested, I haven't seen a lot of betting activity come the way of the $4.60 favourite. Lombardo has been the big firmer across the week, $6.50 into $5. But the best backed at a decent price of $9.50 is Sneaky Five out of the Mar Eustace stable. Now, Sneaky Five was $21 before the barrier draw, but the punters seem pretty happy with Barrier Six.
Okay, all right. That's where we start off on. But I mean, this weekend, you guys must get excited. You're scanning all markets, not just the racing markets, but they are huge races as well as massive sport. It's a perfect storm for punters this weekend. What about the Cox Plate?
Yeah, the Cox Plate, they say you can forgive a good horse, Vossi, and the punters are doing just that with Zaki. Best back, $3 favourite as well. We're holding twice as much on Zaki as Very Elegant, which is the next best back. It's firm from $8 into $5.50 this week. Animo is the second shortest at $4. And if you're looking for one at a price, a little bit of interest in Mwunga as well at $12. But for the Cox Plate, Sportsbet will be running the Bet With Mates Bunker. You can catch that live on Sportsbet's Facebook page from 2:30 p.m. tomorrow. Myself, Pat Garshagan, Felix von Hoff and Georgie Parker taking you through the quaddy legs at Moonee Valley and Randwick.
That's a good team you've put together there. By the way, I didn't check with you, Hemi. You weren't the mystery winner of Powerball last night, the $60 million down there in Melbourne?
I wish, Vossi. I probably wouldn't be on this call this morning if I was.
Probably not. No, one winner of Powerball last night from Melbourne, coming out of lockdown, unregistered, $60 million. Now, the World Cup. Now, I've had Brett Lee on today, the T20 World Cup. He's confident. I mean, he says Dave Warner. He's absolutely got him locked in for runs. What are the punters saying about Australia v South Africa for the opener?
Well, we've got a pretty good record against South Africa in T20s, Vossi. We've won 60% of our T20 games against South Africa. So the money's come for Australia all week. It's massive here. They're into $1.77 favourites right now. The pro tiers are $2.05. Dave Warner, we know he's been in some poor form, but he's scored above 50 in two of his last three T20s against South Africa. Can he get into a bit of form here? His runs line is set at 21.5 runs. Now, in normal circumstances, that is very low. $1.90 to hit over 21.5 or $4.20 to be Australia's top run scorer. I'm with Brett. I reckon he can get into a bit of form here for South Africa. Rassie van der Dusen. Now, if there was a market for best name in the tournament, it'd be the $1.10 favourite. He hit a big 100 against Pakistan the other evening. $5.50 to be the top run scorer for the Pro Tiers tonight.
He went 4-4 off the last couple of balls to get that 100 up as well. And there you go. By the way, do you realise that by the end of the tournament, I think both openers are going to be, if they stay in the side, Warner and Finch, will both be 35 years of age. Pretty incredible. I mean, we are an ageing side. But anyway, we wish them well. We wish them well. And I mentioned the one NFL game today. I reckon this is a tricky affair, this. They're both 3-3. The Denver Broncos versus the Cleveland Browns as Week 7 begins.
Yes, the Broncos on the road, $2.12 favourites. The Browns, $1.73. Sorry, the Browns, $1.73 favourites. The Broncos, $2.12 outsiders. You mentioned the Broncos have lost their last three. The punters are not happy with that form. They're all over the Browns in this one, Vossi. Should be a good game this morning. Always nice to have a bit of football on a Friday. Have a great weekend and gamble responsibly.
Thank you. And what a shame we're not talking about, because we've got Paddy Mills. We could add Paddy Mills against Ben Simmons tomorrow. We could have been celebrating the success of basketball, NBA stage, two superstars. Doesn't look like Ben Simmons will be playing. Paddy Mills will, though, for the Brooklyn Nets. If anyone wants to check out the NBA prices and all the other prices, you do it at Sportsbet. Great to have Hemi Goodman on the show. And, of course, he mentioned there Sportsbet's Bet With Mates. You can start your group. You can bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.